Hellfire Blast. Running out of time. Christy?
Ryan's lone eye fell on his lover, and she knew what he was asking. Christy Roth had the Gaia power, an uncanny ability to channel the might of the Earth Goddess to grant her incredible strength in times of need. It was a dangerous ability, for utilizing it drained her, leaving her weak and exhausted. As Jack eyed the slowly widening gap and JB stripped the wires of the hydraulics to try to goose the system, Christy turned her own thoughts inwards to that special place deep inside her, where faith in the goddess burned most brightly, like a beacon in the dark.
Earth Mother, loan me your strength. Hear this, the plea of your loving daughter.
Something seemed to fire through Christy's body then, like a jolt of electricity generated from within. Her beautiful hair was tossed in a breeze that did not exist anywhere else in the corridor. And when she looked up, her eyes were suddenly two glowing green orbs, as bright as a cat's in the dark. Her stance had changed as well, her statuesque body becoming somehow harder, more formidable, each cord and muscle firming to rigidity. In the corridor, another chunk of rock fell away from the wall, a great hunk of it as big as a man's torso, landing 2 feet from where Doc stood.
By the three Kennedys!
Christy darted forward, wedging her hands into the 3-inch gap that showed between the door and the outside, shoving the two apart with all her might. Jack stood just behind her, waiting for the moment when it might be wide enough that he could dive through.
Gaia, your love is my love. Your kindness resides in all that I do. Feed me your strength. Give me your power. Have faith in me as I have faith in you.
The door bent, 5-inch thick vanadium denting inwards, in the form of Christy's handprint.
The frame! Get the frame!
Christy's arm snapped up, and she reached for the top corner of the doorframe, then wedged her whole body into the small gap between door and sides so that she could employ powerful leg muscles infused with the miraculous Gaia power. And then the door gave, bending from top to bottom, shearing down a line in its center as if it had been melted in a forge. Jack dove through the opening, past Christy as she propped the straining door apart. Ricky was next, then Mildred, and then Doc. Jack tightly grasping their wrists from the other side to drag them through.
It's real tight!
A most remarkable display. It reminds me of...
Come on, you old fool! This isn't the time for one of your long-winded explanations.
Ryan looked back to where JB peered from the open panel.
JB, come on! We have to...
Something crashed down from the ceiling, like the whole tunnel was caving in, kicking up clouds of dust.